My little brother Andy and I were in a prayer meeting on Friday morning, and he said something that just really grabbed my heart, and I was praying yesterday through the day today, and I just I called him and I asked him to share what he said. So take it away. I just love Andy. Isn't it great to be family of God and biological family? Isn't that great? Anyway, this is my favorite brother, Andy. He's going to share.
Lord, we pray for this body today. Pray for just your words to be heard. We pray that you would teach us how to evangelize and give us the heart for evangelism, Lord. I don't have anything profound today, but I feel like wisdom is the most time found in the simple truths of life, right?
Yes.
As I grow older, evangelism is getting easier to understand. Because just in that, what I was just a revelation for me this last week was, last couple weeks was, the revelation is that in simplest terms, the gospel works, correct? Yeah. I'm surrounded at work by a ton of just non-believers, people with little faith, people with no faith, people that are atheists, and they're in everything from drugs to, you know, fornication to just perpetual liars. But I think all of us are around the same thing, right? Maybe it looks a little different for the people I'm around, but we're all around people that are just selfish people, right? And it's as I become older, I see that the gospel, what we want from the gospel is just for people to be blessed, right? We want their blessing to start right now in this life. And as I see the gospel message, and we begin, as I've followed it for years now, I see the blessing that comes from it. And that's what I so want and desire for the people I'm around, is just for them to know that and to be blessed in their life. And I think that's the core essence of the gospel, is just for us to deeply understand it and deeply desire it for others. The three things that are just kind of hit me that are so real in my life are like purity, and then child training, and then just your relationships in general. Just to begin with, just purity is really, really foreign for me to explain to the people I work with. But purity has such a huge, huge blessing at the end of it. And one thing that I know for sure, that God doesn't bless with purity based on perfect purity, correct? Because there wouldn't be a lot of us in here that have perfect purity. He blesses based on pursuing purity. And all you have to do is pursue purity in order to get complete and utter blessing from it. And I can't I was involved with a wedding yesterday from one of our guys. And the wedding was, he's a professed atheist. And the wedding still was a traditional type of ceremony. But there was no God in it. There was no, what there was some talk about love, but nothing based on what that love was based on. But to explain to this guy what perfect purity, or what pursuing purity looks like, is a little bit foreign. But at the end of it, I feel so much blessing from it. I feel so much trust, openness, and just complete enjoyment with my wife and I. And it's such a blessing, correct? Amen? Anybody attest to that blessing of purity, pursuing purity? And then just the openness, truthfulness, honesty, transparency is beyond explanation. The next thing is just The Bible talks a lot about child training, discipline, raising up your children. And I was just looking through a child training book that my mom loves the other day, and it talks about the reason why most of us do not train our children is because it's work, right? It's actually hard to sit there and require discipline out of them when we are so undisciplined ourselves, right? It's hard to continually go back and forth with them and require that they respect you. What's at the end of that, though? Such blessing, such blessing. And I am young still, but I'm beginning to see it with my older children. The blessing comes from the work and effort that you put into child training the biblical way, because it's very clear in the Bible how to do it. But the blessing comes when they turn around and instead of me requiring respect from them as young kids, they turn around and gift me with respect as older kids. Such a blessing, such a huge blessing to see them turn around and want to respect me instead of me just forcing respect from them. And the last thing is, and I think there's a lot of different gospel precepts that we could go over and that we could talk about the blessing that comes from them. But the last thing I had here is just relationships in general. Relationships are meant to be a blessing in this life. And it's hard to relay that or get somebody to understand that's a non-believer why we pursue relationships and why you never end with a bad relationship. You realize that as Christians, we don't ever have to have anger, resentment, or hate in our hearts towards anyone. We do not have to have that. I mean, there is absolutely no reason. It doesn't matter how you're treated, how you're continually slandered day after day. You do not have to have one relationship where you have any type of that in your life. Such a blessing at the end of it to say that I harbor no hate or I harbor no anger towards anyone that is in my life, and that's just a total biblical thing. It's evangelism, and what a blessing. That's it. There you go.
We were talking the other day about what is so normal for us, Lizzie and I were, about what's so normal in the church is so abnormal in the world. And so to have no hatred or bitterness towards people and to live free like that is just normal. It's a biblical precept. But for the world, it's like they got tons of broken relationships and they're reaping the consequences of that. And so we forget that the gospel just works in a really, really practical way. So thank you, brother.